thank you for being along with us today. And I'm glad you're here for a segment that we do monthly with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Cheryl Jones is Special Services Coordinator and is very gracious with her time and trying to bring people to us to give us a sample of what being a big brother and being a little brother or big sister and little sister are all about. And this week we have DJ, who is here with his big brother, John, and welcome to both of you. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And how old are you, DJ?
I'm 9, about to turn 10 at August 10th.
So your birthday is just about, 8 or 9 days, and that's a milestone to hit 10. That's a big deal. What community do you live in?
I live in Moreauville.
And can you tell me who's in your family? Some of your family? Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have one brother and one sister. Her name is Keisha, and she's 22. I also have a mom named Helen.
And hopefully she's listening and tuned in, and she'll get a chance to hear things. And you've got a brother right here in John. What are some of the things you and John like to do together?
Well, we jet ski. We snowboard sometimes.
Wow.
And we go like to Sandcastle and today we're going to Kennywood right after this.
It's a good day for Kennywood today. What's your favorite ride there? Is there one you really like?
Oh, my favorite ride right now is going to be the Skyrocket.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Have you been on it?
Mm-mm, but I have seen it.
Yeah, I've never that one might be a bit too much. I like the Thunderbolt a lot.
But it's not like the Phantom, where it's kind of like smoother than the Phantom.
The Skyrocket.
Yeah.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. Now, you mentioned the jet ski. John, how long ago was it that you were doing this for the first time? You and DJ together on the jet skis.
It was probably about 2 months ago.
So,
over Memorial Day weekend.
And where did you do it?
At my brother's cottage on the northern Allegheny River.
Oh, very nice. Now, was it scary to get on a jet ski, DJ?
Not really. I mean, at first you feel like your stomach kind of like turned upside down. But when you start going and you feel like the wind in your... and blowing your hair and your face, then you'll get used to it. I mean, at first I was scared of it, but then I got on and I was doing donuts and different kind of moves.
Wow. When you mentioned the way your stomach feels, is it because of the vibration of the motor, like shaking?
Well, not for me. It was for... for me, it was like my stomach was, like, upside down because I was nervous.
It would make me a little nervous, too. What a neat thing to get a chance to do. And you mentioned snowboarding. Where did you go to do that?
Boys Park. They have 3 runs. But it was, like, my first time snowboarding because I'm not, like, as a good snowboarder. And so I went on the beginner track.
And you did okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. And who taught you how to do this stuff?
Well, my friend has a snowboard, and we just ride and make ramps and different things to jump off of.
Well, that sounds fun. So if you had to describe John here, your brother, to somebody who's never met him, how would you describe him? Like, what's he like to be
He's
around?
He's like a father to me, another father to me. And, like... he's like my best friend, and a different mixture between like BFF and best friend.
That's really pretty cool, you know, all together, like a mixture between those two. And John, that must make you feel wonderful. How long have you been together?
I think it's coming up on 3 years.
Wow. My gosh, so you were like a little kid when this first started. You were just
like
seven.
I was in second grade.
What What was it like at the beginning for you, DJ? Do you remember, like, meeting John?
Yeah, but at first it was, like, big for a day where, like, I had a different big, like, every day.
Like you got to try out different makes and models.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that was, I'll ask Cheryl, does that happen sometimes where kids get to try different bigs?
Actually, it was a program that we had for many years, and we actually kind of phased it out. But DJ was one of our more memorable Big for a Day kids where we would give actually a way to volunteers to get a chance to see what it was like. We'd have kids that were waiting to be matched. We'd set up activities, and they'd have a couple hours together, and it was a lot of fun.
And is DJ the first little that you've had, John?
No, I've had other littles before that.
And what's prompted you to get so interested in working with kids?
My wife was one who suggested it. She works for Pitt, and I think there were a lot of blurbs up at Pitt about that. And she told me, she said, why don't we get involved in that? And, you know, we had time at the time, so we figured, okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Oh, that's great. So she's doing it as a sister?
Yes,
as
she,
well?
She goes with DJ on a lot of outings also.
Oh, what's she like, DJ?
She's like another mom to me.
That's really great. It's fun. Now, how do you keep in touch with each other when you're not together?
Well, he either calls me or I either call him because his son, David, he, like, comes over my house and plays with me.
How old is he?
Same age as me.
Oh, how nice. So it's like having yet another brother. Having a brother in addition to John. I know you have a sister, but it's nice. What do you and David like to do together?
Well, we like to play video games and go to the skate park and stuff like that.
Nice. Is David going to Kennywood today, too?
Yes.
Yep.
I figured that would probably be the case. So you'll have somebody to ride with.
Some rides I'll ride with Mr. John because they're really scary, but some rides I'll ride with David because they're not as scary to me.
So on a scary ride, you'd rather have Mr. John with you?
Yeah.
A ride that he'll protect you and just help you stay calm.
Yeah.
See, Ricky is my wife who's over there, and she needs Mr. John for Kennywood rides because I love Kennywood, but Ricky, who I love a lot, more than Kennywood, doesn't really like roller coasters very much.
She'll get over it.
That's what I thought too, DJ, and we've been married for 23, coming up on 23 years, and it hasn't happened yet.
You gotta live your life.
I'm gonna set up DJ and Ricky. I agree. You know what? I was scared of roller coasters. I didn't ride one until I was about 10. I was a little older, actually. I was really scared of them, and it's because my older brother told me that they weren't fast. Like when you went downhill, it wasn't free fall. It was like connected to the track and you just sort of went slowly down. And that was a dirty trick to play on me. Do you remember the first time you went on one?
Yeah, my first one I went on was the Jackrabbit.
Oh, wow. You didn't? You picked one. Were you there too?
No.
You picked a good one to start on. That's a scary roller coaster.
Yeah, I went with my sister. But every year, my school goes and has this Kennywood picnic, and I go with them also.
So what school do you go to?
I'm starting to go to Mossad Middle School in Moreauville, PA. But I was going to Evergreen Elementary in Garden City.
I know right where that is because I grew up in Churchill, which is just a little bit west of where you are. And as I think about it, you've got Route 48 to kind of connect you,
yes,
so you're able to easily get back and forth with each other. What do you think is, for somebody who's considering being a big brother, John, what do you think is one of the most rewarding things, and how can you, just as DJ was talking about being a little scared on certain rides. People might be scared about the ride that is becoming a big brother, big sister. I know I would be a little bit apprehensive at first. But I'll bet there's a lot of misconceptions and a lot of ways to kind of eliminate that apprehension.
Yeah, the big thing is to remember what they say when you first go in. You want to have fun. And actually, if you go in with that attitude of having fun, then it just kind of happens with your little.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just have fun together, and it's a lot of I hate to use the word again. It's a lot of fun going on Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
And DJ, would you agree it's mostly about fun?
Yeah. And some things are about, like, helping me in school. And some we go, like, to, like, CeCe's Pizza and eat sometimes.
Yeah.
We used to, every Thursday, we used to go and eat dinner. But now, we got over that.
I was attending a class up in Monroeville.
Yeah.
And since I was there from work after, and I just went and picked up DJ, and we had dinner together for the duration of the class.
DJ, you're a lot of fun. I would love to spend time with
but,
you.
But he told me to make you laugh.
I could just tell you guys really have fun together. You're two peas in a pod, and I'll bet when David's with you too, the three of you just, and your wife, the four of you probably have a ball together too.
Yeah, and sometimes definitely. David's sister comes.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Brianna.
And is she younger or older?
Older. Older sister.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to say, DJ?
I need a question to answer.
Oh, I could. That's okay. I just wanted to be sure. I can ask you lots of questions. What do you, have you thought about what you want to be when you grow up?
I was thinking either being a basketball or a football player. And if that doesn't settle well, I want it to be a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
Like a doctor who does surgery and different stuff like that.
Why do you think that would be a good thing to do or a nice thing to do?
Because I want to give back to the community, and it also is my mom. It's, she types reports for doctors.
That's a hard job, too. That requires a lot of detail and big words. Have you ever... She must work very hard at doing that. I don't know if you've ever been to see where your mom works. Or maybe,
she works at home.
Oh, so you've seen. Yeah, it's got to be hard. Does she have to listen to dictation that the doctors have said?
Yeah, it's not hard because she got fast fingers.
That helped. John, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, not really, other than it's been great fun at Big Brothers, Big Sisters with everything we've done. They have a lot of freebies, essentially, to go to games and things like that, a lot of activities. One of the first events that I went on was a ticket to a pirate game, and it was up in the luxury boxes. The little I had at the time, he called his mother on his cell phone and said, "Mom, I think I'm in heaven."
Oh. Have you gone to a pirate game together?
Yep, we have.
Did they win?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're the only sport I went to and lost.
Yeah.
But they have Dippin' Dots there.
Ooh, that's the ice cream of the future from what
I've heard. Yeah, well... Well, it's the ice cream of my stomach.
Well, DJ, I have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use any time between now and whenever the end of the year. And it's good for four, so it's perfect if you want to go all together.
Thanks.
I have a radio patch for you, too.
And thanks. Since, are you Santa Claus?
No, I just like you. And while I'm thinking about it, except somebody took them away from me. I have a pencil for you somewhere. Mr. Rob's going to grab a pencil for me. That completes the trifecta. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rob. There we go. You'll have to sharpen it. We've learned to keep them that way. Cheryl is here with us, too, and Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Anything else you'd like to mention? These guys pretty much said it all.
I knew when they agreed to do it that it would be an interesting conversation because DJ is he's a good talker.
You're awesome, DJ. I really enjoyed having you here. And same with you too, John. And
thank you.
You can get more information from Cheryl Jones or any of the kind staff at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by visiting their website, which is BBB, three of them, S, Pittsburgh.org, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Pittsburgh.org, or by phoning 412-58, that's our number, hang on, 412-363-6100, 412-363-6100. Thanks so much for being here. Any last words?
Oh, yeah. If you're a kid trying to get a big, I just advise you that while you're waiting, you might want to watch the Santa Claus movie.
Perfect. Am I in that?
No, you're not.
God, you mentioned Santa Claus. I got excited.
Because they got to fill out stuff and they get asked questions.
Did you have to wait a while?
Yeah, in a small room. Oh,
he's talking about the actual process of
when you go there, so there's movies to watch while you're there.
We actually have VHS movies. We're a little
okay. They don't have copies of like War and Peace or anything like big long like dictionaries to read or anything.
Because that would
be very unsettling if they had these big huge books. It's like they know you're going to be there for a long time. DJ, thank you for being with us. It was really fun to have you here.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you too, John and Cheryl.
Thank you.
Thank you.